Buffalo, New York, February 13, 2024. A new research paper was published in Aging, listed by Medline, PubMed as Aging, Albany, New York, and Aging US by Web of Science, Volume 16, Issue 2, entitled IL-17 promotes IL-18 production via the MEK/ERK/miR-40/92 axis in osteoarthritis synovial fibroblasts. The concept of osteoarthritis, OA, as a low-grade inflammatory joint disorder has been widely accepted. Many inflammatory mediators are implicated in the pathogenesis of OA. Interleukin IL-18 is a pleiotropic cytokine with versatile cellular functions that are pathogenetically important in immune responses, as well as autoimmune, inflammatory, and infectious diseases. IL-17, a pro-inflammatory cytokine mainly secreted by Th17 cells, is upregulated in OA patients. However, the role of IL-17 in OA progression is unclear. In this new study, researchers Kuan San Li, Qiyang Lin, Shankai Liu, Xiao Yuan He, Chan Hao Tsai, Qi Yuan Ko, Yuan Hin Tsai, Kia Kia Chao, Po Chun Chen, and Qi Hin Tang from National Chung Hsing University, Taichung Veterans General Hospital, Shin Kong Wu Hosu Memorial Hospital, McKay Medical College, China Medical University, Shouchuan Memorial Hospital, Fujian Catholic University, National Taiwan Normal University, Asia University, and China Medical University Hsinchu Hospital. Used synovial tissues collected from healthy donors and OA patients to detect the expression level of IL-18 by immunohistochemistry stain. Quote, elucidation of the molecular mechanisms and main factors involved in OA pathogenesis may help with the development of novel therapeutic targets that relieve OA pain or prevent the disease from progressing. End quote. The OA synovial fibroblasts, OASFs, were incubated with recombinant IL-17 and subjected to Western blot, qPCR, and ELISA to examine IL-18 expression level. The chemical inhibitors and cyRNAs which targeted signal pathways were used to investigate signal pathways involved in IL-17-induced IL-18 expression. The microRNAs which participated IL-18 expression were surveyed with online databases MIR-Walk and MIR-DB, followed by validation with qPCR. This study revealed significantly higher levels of IL-18 expression in synovial tissue from OA patients compared with healthy controls, as well as increased IL-18 expression in OASFs from rats with severe OA. In vitro findings indicated that IL-17 dose-dependently promoted IL-18 production in OASFs. Molecular investigations revealed that the MEK/ERK/miR-40/92 axis stimulated IL-18 production when OASFs were treated with IL-17. Quote, this study provides novel insights into the role of IL-17 in the pathogenesis of OA, which may help to inform OA treatment in the future. End quote. Read the full paper in Volume 16, Issue 2 at aging-us.com. Launched in 2009, Aging publishes papers of general interest and biological significance in all fields of aging research and age-related diseases, including cancer, and now, with a special focus on COVID-19 vulnerability as an age-dependent syndrome. Topics in aging go beyond traditional gerontology, including, but not limited to, cellular and molecular biology, human age-related diseases, pathology in model organisms, signal transduction pathways, e.g., P53, sirtuins, and PI3K/AKT/mTOR, among others, and approaches to modulating these signaling pathways. Please visit our website at www.aging-us.com and connect with us on social media at Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Reddit, Pinterest, and on Spotify, or available wherever you listen to podcasts. For media inquiries, please contact media@impactjournals.com.